I've come to realize just in the very short time that I've been in this place, just right over a year now, that sometimes the Lord will drop a thought in our minds and He gives us lots of room or a good pathway to think on those thoughts, and He's real faithful to see those thoughts through and to help. And then there's sometimes that He'll drop a thought and I have to scratch my head over them for a little bit. And the thought He dropped in my mind, I found this was kind of maybe one of those times. And the thought He dropped in my mind recently was common sense. So I thought on that for a little while, chewed on it for a little while, and thoughts didn't go much anywhere. I didn't get too much out of that for the first little bit. And I tried to do my part in just opening my Bible and reading different places to see if there was something else the Lord would want. But that thought, common sense, kept coming back to me. So I made up my mind that that I would try to work with that. So I said, well, let me start with the definition. Let me just see what the dictionary defines. I think I know what it means, but let me see what the dictionary says that it means. So the definition that I found and that I came up with says sound, practical judgment concerning everyday matters, or basic ability to perceive, understand, and judge that is shared by common to nearly all people. Common sense can be described as the knack for seeing things as they are and doing things as they ought to be done. Seeing things as they are, and doing things as they ought to be done. So I thought on that a little bit, and he said, I thought to myself, I have a good understanding of common sense. I kind of look at myself as one that I think has some common sense. It's something that we can look around at people around us, and we can say, man, the Lord has blessed them with some good sense. And then we look around and we see people that maybe the Lord, well, that we feel needs a little bit more than what they have. But I thought, you know, this could be interesting. I can work with this. You know, this might actually could be kind of fun. This might not be as bad as I thought at first. My thoughts were, man, I could really point some fingers at people on this. Not anyone specifically, but just people in general. Because it's easy to look around and see where people could use some more good sense. I can even point fingers at myself. I really could. I'll tell you a little story. Pointing fingers at myself. We have two dogs. One is a younger puppy, about a year old now, but at the time, maybe, I don't know, 6, 7 months old, something like that. I decided to take in part of my backyard and build a fence for them to be in. And I'll try to get to the point quickly here. It worked out well, or so I thought. I put the dogs in this fence, and it held them in really well. Until the first night, maybe it started raining and we had a bad lightning storm and lots of thunder. Well, I found out real quickly that my younger dog was very, very scared, nervous, timid, and she didn't stay in the fence. She would constantly get out over and over and over, and I'd put her back in. So finally one night I said, well, I'm going to sneak out and not let her see me and see maybe where she's getting out. So I found out she was actually climbing the fence. It was a wire fence about chest high, maybe 4 foot high, maybe a little bit higher. And she would actually climb this wire fence and jump over. I said, well, I'm going to fix her. I got a solution for this. Well, I remembered I had a little hot wire box that wasn't being used no more. So I thought, man, I'm going to get out this hot wire box. I'm going to run me a strand of hot wire all around this fence, the top of this fence. And just so you know what we're dealing with, this box I had, I can't tell you the amperage it put out or anything like that. All I remember is it said it was sufficient for a 2 miles of hot wire. All right. So I put this up and I thought I had it fixed. And it was even a gunshot, a neighbor cranking a lawnmower or something like that would scare my dog. Well, I think I'd made the decision I was just going to test her out. So I got one of my little rifles, little 22 rifle, not very loud, and I went to the side yard and I had one of the boys standing out there watching for her, you know, and boy, I shot this rifle and sure enough, she takes off and she gets out. Well, at this point now she wasn't climbing the fence, but she was almost just in one leap, she would clear this fence. And she would brush up against that hot wire. Now this hot wire, it's one that I have gone up to see if it's working. I'll just kind of touch it with my finger. It wasn't that bad. It was, I mean, a little uncomfortable, but not unbearable. Anyway, she would brush up against this hot wire. And, I said, man, I'm going to have to do something different. Well, then I remembered that my dad had a hot wire box that he was using for horses. I said, let me go see what this one. Well, this one was good for 15 miles. So, man, I knew this one had some oomph to it, had some kick to it. So, man, I'm going to put this up. So, I put that up, got that installed, and I said, man, this is going to fix her. Well, it did. It fixed the problem, and it kept her in. But one thing I did when I installed this hot wire, I have two double metal gates on this fence at one point, and where I put the hot wire, I didn't put it quite high enough. And so if the wind's blowing just right, the wind will blow these double gates in a little bit, and it'll just barely touch that hot wire. And that hot wire will just sit there and just kind of pop a little bit. And you can watch it, a little spark, just ever so often. And it got annoying to me. So I got in the habit that I would walk out there in tennis shoes, and I would just kind of, with the top of my tennis shoe, reach under that metal gate and just slowly pull it back off that hot wire. Wasn't a big deal. Never had any problems doing that. I got in that habit. I did that for quite a while. Well, one day we were just there around the house, and it had been raining pretty much most of the day. The rain had come to an end, and I just stepped on the back carport to get some fresh air, and I heard that little popping sound. I said, well, I'm going to take care of that popping sound. Didn't think anything about it. I'm barefooted, I walk out in the grass, water squishing between my toes, and I walk over to that fence. Now, I did have enough sense not to put my foot down on the bottom of the gate and pull it back, but I thought, I'm just going to stand here and quickly reach out and grab that fence with one finger and snatch it back. Well, the first time I did, and my finger, it just grazed it, but I didn't get enough good hold on to pull that gate back. Well, the second time I reached out to pull that gate back, I found out that I was not faster than electricity. And when I'm telling you, it felt like somebody took a baseball bat and hit me in the chest. The only thing I remember was I was laying on the ground and I kind of come to. It was so strong, it buckled my legs and knocked me to the ground. And at that very moment, I thought, man, what was I doing? I'm barefooted with water squishing between my toes, touching electricity. It was a terrible experience, but I could have used a little bit more common sense in that situation. I mean, it did a number on me. And I thought, man, I should have used a little bit more common sense. I knew better. I would tell anybody, don't do that. So common sense, something that I think at times maybe we could all use a little bit more of. But I thought about it a little bit more, and I had a little bit of issue with that topic. And my thoughts were, well, it's not biblical. I couldn't find anywhere in the Bible, I couldn't find that, not that I could find, maybe it's in there, but I couldn't find anywhere in the Bible where they use the term common sense. But what I did find was wisdom, which aligns real close and goes right along with common sense. And in fact, even in one translation I found where they actually put common sense where the King James puts wisdom. So if you will allow me to speak on wisdom and tie common sense in there with it, because they are very closely related. Wisdom says knowledge of what is true and right, coupled with just judgment as to action, good sense, good judgment. So wisdom and common sense. When we think of common sense or think of wisdom, I think it's easy to have the mindset that that is something that just comes natural to us. Something that we just kind of tend to acquire. Depending on upbringing, depending on what kind of education we've been around, depending on who our mentors have been, depending on where at different points in our life we choose to put ourselves, that's just something that we're exposed to and that we can acquire of ourselves. And I guess maybe in a certain sense some of that is true. Some of that is true. Some do have a better understanding of things just because of the environment they've been in. Some don't have that opportunity. But when it all comes down to where does common sense or wisdom or understanding of things come from? Where does that come from? It doesn't come from anything within ourselves. We have no ability of ourselves to have any kind of thought, any kind of understanding, the ability to see a situation and say, do I need to do this or do that? We have nothing within ourselves. And I just want to remind us that nothing we can do can lead to a good decision without whose help. So let's turn to Proverbs 2 and 6 to back that thought up with Scripture. Proverbs 2 and 6 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." So for the Lord giveth wisdom. All wisdom is going to come from the Lord. And then one more Scripture, Proverbs 9 and 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So knowing that all wisdom, all understanding, anytime we are able to look at a decision and have any thoughts in any direction of that decision, all thoughts and understanding come from Him. So in our everyday lives, I've often wondered how, if individuals can make their lives easier by using more wisdom. And I think they can. We use wisdom probably in our everyday activities to a certain extent. Take the example. Let's say we're driving down the road on the road and it's pouring rain so hard we can hardly see the road. What do we do in that situation? We turn on some windshield wipers. We make sure our headlights are on. That's a good thing to do. We use wisdom in that situation. What about if we're traveling down the road and I've seen this sign, it says no more services, no more fuel services for another 20 or 30 miles. So I look down and I see I'm almost touching E on my fuel gauge, and there's one more exit with a gas station. What am I going to do? Am I going to say, look, Lord, stretch this last drop of gas for the next 30 miles? No. I'm going to pull over and I'm going to fill up with gas. That's common sense. That's wisdom. If I'm walking through a park and I see a park bench that's got a sign with wet paint, am I going to go sit down on it? No, I don't want to ruin no clothes. It's common sense. It's wisdom pay attention, see those things. It's common sense and wisdom not to go touch a metal gate standing barefooted in water. All right? So applying common sense and wisdom to our everyday lives. Using common sense and wisdom to avoid putting myself in an uncomfortable situation, to avoid putting myself in a dangerous situation or in a harmful situation. Using those things the Lord has given me, wisdom, to avoid getting in a place that I don't want to be in. So we use those things in our everyday life. But what about in my spiritual life? Am I using the common sense and wisdom that I need in my spiritual life to avoid those places that I don't want to be, or that I know that is not a good place for me to be in? We don't like to look, or I don't like to look at, if I'm expressing to someone the way I live, Christian way of living, I don't like to explain it, and I don't want them to see it as a list of rules. A list of, you got a bunch of do's and you got a bunch of don'ts. All right? But on the other hand, sometimes we need to have some do's and we need to have some don'ts. And I think we need to have wisdom to be able to discern between those do's and the don'ts. And we need to have some yeses and we need to have some no's in our life. I look at others that have gone before me, others that I interact with every day, and I see the decisions that they've made. I see the places that they have put themselves in. I see the times that maybe they didn't use the wisdom that they needed to use. And I'm able to observe that and see that and see maybe where they've ended up in life. See what road they've gone down. Isn't it common sense, or isn't it wisdom to look at a situation and say, you know what? If I decide to do this, or if I decide to do that, this person over here, look at where they ended up. Not that we need to pattern our lives after others. We need to pattern our lives after what the Lord shows us. But I think it's okay to look at those around us and see the decisions they've made, see where they're at in life now. Are they closer to the Lord? Or have they went down a path that they shouldn't have went down? And then I can take those same things and apply those to my life. Using wisdom, understanding, knowledge in my everyday decisions, to keep myself out of the places that I know the Lord doesn't want me in. It comes down to, and I don't want to harp on this too much, but it comes down to, do I want to let my eyes really see this? Is what I'm putting before my eyes, is that really a good decision? Am I using wisdom in this situation? Do I really want to go over there? And that might not be a good atmosphere to be in. You know what? I've seen some people that went over there and things didn't come out too good for them. Use wisdom in those kind of situations. When I'm speaking to someone, do I want to say the first thing that comes to my mind and spit off a bunch of mumble jumble and then later on have to go back with my head down and apologize and I'm sorry? Look, that's great. Come back and apologize and say you're sorry. But there are many times that if we will use wisdom before we act, we can avoid so many of those situations and so many of those circumstances. Lord, help us to use wisdom in all our decisions. Do I want to go here? Do I want to go there? Do I really want to listen to this? Do I want to be a part of this? I remember a certain individual, maybe even two individuals. They had a passion in their life. They enjoyed fictional stories. And I'm not up here to preach against fictional stories at all. That's not my intent. But I remember this person testifying to this and explaining how much they love just good, if you can call it good, wholesome, it was just good material, some fictional stories. And they enjoyed these things so much. But then they come to a place in their life where they felt that it was taking time away that they needed to spend, that the Lord desired of them, to spend time that was needed with the Lord. And so they prayed about that, and they felt the Lord talk to them about that. From what I understood in the testimony, they made a great decision. They used wisdom in that situation. And they set that thing aside. They did. And thank the Lord they did. Well, they went on for some time and that was put to the side and they did. They had a great relationship. Time spent with the Lord. Well, they got farther along and they began thinking that, well, look at where I'm at. I've made leaps and bounds. I've made progress. I'm closer to the Lord I've ever been. I think it'll be okay if I read one or two more books. Not a big deal. I can handle it this time. So they did. They picked up one or two more of these books. But before long, they found themselves right back in the same situation as they were before. And they found themselves right there talking to the Lord again, saying, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. And they put that thing aside. And I believe this time they were able to put it aside for good. And they just felt that it was something that they had to give up in their life. I want to use that example to say this. Is there places in our lives that the Lord has showed us that we, things that we need to let go, things maybe that we need to do, things that maybe we need to quit doing. And we've done that. And we've made progress in our spiritual lives. And then do we? I have. I'm guilty of it. I've gotten to the point where I felt like, man, I've got this under control. I'm where I want to be with the Lord. And you know what? I think I can pick this back up. It's not a bad thing. It's not a wrong thing. But if I knew where it got me the first time, is it really a good thing? Is it wise on my part to try to incorporate that back into my life? I would say probably not. If we can see where something has led us to a place that we didn't want to be, why do we keep doing these things? Why do people keep doing these things over and over that lead them to these uncomfortable places, places they shouldn't be in? Lord, help us to use wisdom in these everyday decisions, our everyday choices. I really honestly believe that there is so much that we could, so much trouble we could avoid if we would just use wisdom and seek the Lord that in our everyday lives for everything. Proverbs 10 and 21. Proverbs 10 and 21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many, But fools die for want of wisdom. Now, this is not saying they're dying because they want wisdom. This word want means lack, lack of. Fools die for lack of wisdom. We talk about quite often how much trouble. It was just mentioned. It was mentioned right here right before prayer. How much trouble there is, things going on around us in this world today. I mean, I'm to the point now, I think we almost mentioned it every service and every prayer request, and that's okay. This world needs prayer. But how much of these issues that we keep hearing about and all these problems and things that are pressing against us, how much of this could have been avoided if just a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of sense would have been incorporated? This verse says that fools die for want, for lack of wisdom. I don't think I need to expound on that too much. It's pretty simple. We need to seek the Lord. Where does wisdom come from? Go back to Proverbs 2 and 6. It says, "The Lord giveth wisdom and understanding." I think what it all boils down to, we need wisdom. If it is truly our desire to, as we heard this morning, draw closer to the Lord and really get there, we're going to have wisdom and sense and knowledge and understanding to be able to accomplish that. And where does that come from? That's coming from the Lord. It said we're going to have to know Him. And that's what it's all about. Keeping ourselves in a place that He's going to give you the wisdom. But only if you're in a place to receive it. Only if you're in a place there to say, "Lord, here it is." Or, "Lord, here I am. Give me what I need." And He's going to give you that. He's going to give you that understanding. He's going to give you that knowledge. He's going to help you make those decisions. He's going to help you through those hard places in life. He's going to help you have the wisdom and knowledge you need to prosper, to succeed. But only if we come to Him with an open heart and say, "Lord, here I am. Here's me. Here's all of me." If we want that from the Lord, we're going to have to put ourselves in a place to receive that from Him. That's my thought. Using wisdom. I feel like that's just barely skimming the surface of it. Again, I'll just reiterate. I feel like there's so much, so many places in life, so many hard places that uncomfortable places that can be avoided if we would just learn how to seek the Lord and look to Him for every decision in life. I've read the book before, God's Gracious Dealings, and it made such an impression on me. I was just inspired to start reading it for some of our family worship. And I won't go into too much detail on it. I'm sure many here have read it. But just, I look at Brother Fred Pruitt. I'm careful to mention names. But I tell you what, this man had such a, this might be getting off on a different subject. He had so much faith and love for the Lord. And he had so much consecration. He had nothing else in life but the Lord. He had nothing else but the Lord. And I believe that's where his dedication and his love for the Lord came. And through that love and through that dedication, he was able to make decisions that you could clearly see through his life. He was blessed, and the Lord blessed him. Not in the way that we think of riches and blessings, and man, he just had, but in his soul, he was just blessed so much. The Lord worked through that man. And he was able to go through life and and say, okay, I need to do this, and the Lord wants me to do that. And he made these decisions because he sought the Lord. He depended on the Lord so much. The Lord was all he had. I hope I'm not getting off my thought, but I was just telling my wife the other day, I said, man, I want that. I want that dependency on God like he had it. Why can't I have that dependency on the Lord like he did? Or like so many others we see. And I can't help but think that because we have so much. We have so much around us. Everything is so easy to get. And man, if I want this, I can just go over there and get it. And everything I can acquire. If I want it, I can have it. And it's taken away my dependency, or it can take away my dependency on God. Because I don't have to put a thought into it. I can go down to the local hardware store and pick it up. I don't have to pray about it at all. I really don't. Well, let me try to tie this back in with wisdom. Seek the Lord for everything in our lives. Don't become self-sufficient. Depend on the Lord for everything. And that can be hard to do when, again, we have so much. But if we will depend and seek Him for every decision and everything in our lives, every step we take, He's going to show us the answers that we need. And that is wisdom. When we make a decision in His will, that's using the wisdom. That's using sense. Lord, help us to be able to look at our lives, see the places we need to go, see the path that we need to go down, see the things that come up before us, and be able to look at those things, those opportunities, and make the best decision in order to draw closer to Him. Y'all pray for me.